Anders said nothing to Shen. It would be too obvious then that he was starting his own competing gang. He just sat with his desk on his lap, looking as studious as possible. He was not studying. He was telling his desk to keep sending a message into the interrupt queue every 30 seconds. The message was to everyone, and it was short and to the point. What made it hard was figuring out how to disguise who it was from the way the teachers could. Messages from one of the boys always had their name automatically inserted. Ender hadn't cracked the teacher's security system yet, so he couldn't pretend to be a teacher, but he was able to set up a file for a non-existent student whom he whimsically named God. Only when the message was ready to go did he try to catch Shen's eye. Like all the other boys, he was watching Bernard and his cronies laugh and joke, making fun of the math teacher, who often stopped in mid-sentence and looked around as if he had been let off the bus at the wrong stop and didn't know where he was. Eventually, though, Shen glanced around. Ender nodded to him, pointed to his desk, and smiled. Shen looked puzzled. Ender held up his desk a little and then pointed at it. Shen reached for his own desk. Ender sent the message then. Shen saw it almost at once. Shen read it, then laughed aloud. He looked at Ender as if to say, "Did you do this?" Ender shrugged to say, "I don't know who did it, but it sure wasn't me." Shen laughed again, and several of the other boys who were not close to Bernard's group got out their desks and looked. Every 30 seconds, the message appeared on every desk, marched around the screen quickly, then disappeared. The boys laughed together. "What's so funny?" Bernard asked. Ender made sure he was not smiling when Bernard looked around the room, imitating the fear that so many others felt. Shen, of course, smiled all the more defiantly. It took a moment. Then Bernard told one of his boys to bring out a desk. Together, they read the message. "Cover your butt. Bernard is watching. God." Bernard went red with anger. "Who did this?" he shouted. "God," said Shen. "It sure as hell wasn't you. This takes too much brains for a worm." Ender's message expired after 5 minutes. After a while, a message from Bernard appeared on his desk. "I know it was you, Bernard." Ender didn't look up. He acted, in fact, as if he hadn't seen the message. "Bernard just wants to catch me looking guilty. He doesn't know." Of course, it didn't matter if he knew. Bernard would punish him all the more because he had to rebuild his position. The one thing he couldn't stand was having the other boys laughing at him. He had to make clear who was boss. So Ender got knocked down in the shower that morning. One of Bernard's boys pretended to trip over him and managed to plant a knee in his belly. Ender took it in silence. He was still watching, as far as the open war was concerned. He would do nothing. But in the other war, the war of desks, he already had his next attack in place. When he got back from the shower, Bernard was raging, kicking beds and yelling at boys, "I didn't write it! Shut up!" Marching constantly around every boy's desk was this message: "I love your butt. Let me kiss it, Bernard." "I didn't write that message!" Bernard shouted. After the shouting had been going on for some time, Dap appeared at the door. "What's the fuss?" he asked. "Somebody's been writing messages using my name." Bernard was sullen. "What message?" "It doesn't matter what message." "It does to me." Dap picked up the nearest desk, which happened to belong to the boy who bunked above Ender. Dap read it, smiled very slightly, gave back the desk. "Interesting," he said. "Aren't you going to find out who did it?" demanded Bernard. "Oh, I know who did it," Dap said. Yes, Ender thought. The system was too easily broken. They mean us to break it, or sections of it. They know it was me. "Well, who then?" Bernard shouted.
"Are you shouting at me, soldier?"
asked Dap very softly. At once the mood in the room changed. From rage on the part of Bernard's closest friends and barely contained mirth among the rest, all became somber. Authority was about to speak. "No, sir," said Bernard. "Everybody knows that the system automatically puts on the name of the sender."
"I didn't write that," Bernard said.
"Shouting?" asked Dap.
"Yesterday somebody sent a message that was signed God,"
Bernard said. Really? Said Dapp. I didn't know he was signed onto the system. Dapp turned and left, and the room filled with laughter. Bernard's attempt to be ruler of the room was broken. Only a few stayed with him now. But they were the most vicious, and Ender knew that until he was through watching, it would go hard on him. Still, his tampering with the system had done its work. Bernard was contained, and all the boys who had some quality were free of him. Best of all, Ender had done it without sending him to the hospital. Much better this way. Then he settled down to the serious business of designing a security system for his own desk, since the safeguards built into the system were obviously inadequate. If a 6-year-old could break them down, they were obviously put there as a plaything, not serious security. Just another game that the teachers set up for us. And this one I'm good at.